Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm James Mason. Bernardo Silva and Ilkay Gundogan's late goals broke Aston Villa's stubborn defence late on as Man City went second in the Premier League with a 2-0 win at the Etihad. Silva's 80th minute opener had more than a touch of controversy about it after Rodri was adjudged to have been onside by Tyrone Mings' heavy touch in the build-up. Villa's remonstrations led to manager Dean Smith being sent to the stands. He said, "I don't think anybody can tell me why the goal's been given. He's taken advantage of an offside position." Meanwhile, some negative news from that victory for Manchester City as Kevin De Bruyne picked up a muscle injury. The Belgian, who had bagged one goal and three assists in his previous three games heading into the clash with Villa, was caught by a late challenge from Jack Grealish shortly after the start of the second half, and he managed just five more minutes before being withdrawn. After the match, Guardiola answered questions about De Bruyne's fitness, but the boss confessed that he wouldn't know much until the results of scans on the midfielder had come back. He said, "I haven't spoken to the doctor. Kevin put his hand on his leg, so I have the feeling it'll be something muscular. It is normal these things happen with this amount of games." And finally, Barcelona have been joined in the race for Man City centre-back Eric Garcia by Paris Saint-Germain. Barca have been in hot pursuit of Garcia for some time, and Ronald Koeman wants him signed in the January window, with City open to allowing the 20-year-old to leave for a fee of around £4.4 million. However, according to reports, PSG and Mauricio Pochettino are now looking to hijack the deal, with Garcia's proposed move to the Nou Camp far from finalised. That's all for now. We'll have more later.